السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله today we will continue with another name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, to remind myself and remind you that the reason for all discussions and reflections on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, you can come around inshaAllah before we make a new one inshaAllah. The reason to reflect on Asma Allah al-Husna is to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His names to know Him through it. And the names are in the language of Arabic, and the names has a meaning through which we can understand or begin to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, when we are told to talk about Allah, we do not have much to say. We do not have much to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. As we talked before, as Imam Ali radiallahu anhu talked about those who are carrying الذين يحملون الحق ولا يعرفون حقيقته. Those who carry the truth but you don't know the reality of it. The reality of it. And when we don't know the reality of it, then with the very first obstacle that comes up, we tend to fail or to fall because you don't know how to get over the obstacle. Okay? Now, Allah's name, as we know, we get to know the name in the language, and then the name when it is referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is our part in this name, because Allah have created us from these names, and we do have carry. Of course, with a huge difference between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah. So, today's name, inshallah, is Al-Ba'ith. Al-Ba'ith. Now, this name in Arabic, what does it mean in Arabic? Okay, who knows?
The one who sends.
The one who sends. Okay. البعث هي الإثارة والقيام. هي الإثارة والقيام. Okay, as in language. البعث هي الإثارة والقيام. Meaning that if something still, okay, you stare it and you bring it up to action. That is بعث. That is bath. If something is still, okay, then you agitate it. You do something. Imagine like you have sugar in a cup of water, right? And then what happens? You see the sugar is in the bottom there, right? So what do? You stir it. What happens? You stir it. Start move, okay, and start to come up, okay. This is the closest we can describe the root or the meaning of that root word al-ba'th. Okay, so when we say, when the Arabs would say about the camel, about ba'athtu al-camel, the jamal al-jamal, now English and Arabic together, ba'athtu al-jamal, meaning that I moved it, right? It was sitting. I agitate it, ask it to move, and it start getting up and start in the action. Okay, And as Brother Lai is saying, Ba'ath is meaning to send, which is, what is sending? It is sending is from a movement or no movement, okay, from a still position into action position, okay? And Ba'ath is the greatest Ba'ath, or the Yawm al-Ba'ath. It is the day of all of us, all mankind, after we all die, then the day of Ba'ath, the day is that they are given the command and the trumpet will be blown again. وَنِفُخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَ فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And when the trumpet is blown in it again, then they will be moving, okay, and they will stand up, qiyam, stand up, and they will look, they will be looking. So the day of Ba'ath is the day that you come up from that stillness in the grave to standing up to start looking, and then the whole event starts, the event of Yawm al-Ba'ath, the day of Ba'ath. يَوْمَ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُ. That then the day that all the people will come up, so their deeds will be looked at. That is the day of Ba'ath. Okay. Now, the Ba'ath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does so to everything. Okay. So that which is in a state of no movement starts moves. The seed that it stays dormant for a long period of time. Okay, they say in some of the ancient tombs where they bury the people with their food with them and so forth, they found some seeds, dry seeds, and some of the Egyptians. And they took those seeds and they planted it and it grew. Like you have a seed that's 5,000 years old. So you got a plant that has, you know, a fruit or a seeds to harvest that is from a seed that was dormant for 5,000 years. Okay. That is Ba'ath. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings life into things that is dormant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that brings the rain. And when the rain hits the ground, فَاهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ, the earth, it moves. It is not just the water that causes it is, but it is other movement as well. Allah said that when the rain comes down, it's not just the rain. When the rain hits the ground, okay, what happened? The ground actually moves. اهتزت. اهتزت mean it vibrates. When the rain comes on the ground, that is barren ground, that does not have anything in it, it vibrates. ورَبَتْ, رَبَتْ meaning increased in size. Okay? That is has to do with Ba'ath. Here is the land is dormant, nothing in it, no movement. And when the rain hits it, it moves, it increases in size. And then the seeds in it, it moves and it gets the moisture and it increases in size and it grows. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who gives ba'tha to His messengers and to His prophets. Okay? That means the messengers who are among their people, they will, as they are given the command of Allah. Allah barik fiik. Jazakum Allah khair. Bismillah. Is everything okay there with the sisters? I told you the partition, I had a feeling about it today. Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends the messengers and the prophets of Allah from their people. So all the messengers and the prophets came from their people. They, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them from their people to their people. So what is sending them? They send them from where to where? They are living among the people, their people. And now, what is ba'atha here? It is getting the message and bringing this message up, stirring this fitrah in the way of Allah, recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, provider, and the sustainer of the universe. Recognizing, bringing this idea that is dormant in the heart of people into reality. Okay? Again, this idea of tawheed is the idea that all the messengers of Allah came with. So the ba'atha here is to bring the hearts and the minds and the intellect to understand and come back to the way of tawheed. So it is a recognition of what you should be doing, not a recognition of what Allah does. Okay? Because all the messengers that came to their people knew Allah. And they knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created them and provided for them. So that was not an idea that the messenger will come with. Okay? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لا يقولون الله. When you ask them who created the heaven and the earth, they say Allah. Who are they talking? The kuffar. Kuffar is saying that. Okay. ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفا. That we do not worship them except to get us close to Allah, meaning the idols. Okay. They said لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لَكَ إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ تَمْلُكُهُ أَمَا مَلَكَ. Right? لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. The kuffar used to say that. They say لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. There is no partner, you have your Allah. And then they say إِلَّا شَرِيكًا هُوَ لَكَ. Except a small partner belongs to you. تَمْلُكُهُ أَمَا مَلَكَ. He's in control of you. I mean, Allah in control of you, but you're not in control of Allah. You have no. In other words, they put their idols down. See? Comparing to Allah, the idols means nothing. Okay? So, the point being is their action was toward something that is different than Allah. They recognized the Creator, they recognized Allah, that He exists, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they recognize what Allah does. But then, the messenger and the prophets of Allah, they come to stir that in us, to bring this to recognition. Okay? And again, this comes by recognition, by our intellect, through our intellect. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the very beginning of the Quran, as we said it many times, Allah introduced himself to mankind, okay, saying, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Oh mankind, mankind, worship your Lord. Now mankind would say, why? That's the obvious. Why? الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. He's the one who created you and those before you. So the creation, because He created you. والذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا. Now you need to bless to stay. Here is the earth. He's the one who made the earth for you. والسماء بناء. You need the sky above you. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He brought from the sky rain upon you. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Then He brought from all fruits for you. So now you're created, you have a place to stay, you have water to drink, and you have food to eat. That's why you should worship Allah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Now that you know, do not take partners with Allah. So Allah comes to mankind through their intellect to understand that if you recognize that Allah is doing everything for you, so therefore you should be doing everything in the way of Allah. And that is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Tawheed al-Rububiyya, everybody agrees with. Everybody recognizes. The kuffar recognizes it, and shaitan recognizes it. Okay? وإن شيطان سدته الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You created me from fire, you created him from clay. So if I ask شيطان who is the creator, he'll say Allah. Okay. When شيطان made dua, he says ربي, my Lord. Okay. When شيطان recognized Allah, he says بعزتك, by your عزة يا الله. لأغوينهم, I'll take them astray. By your عزة يا الله. Meaning, because you're independent from them, you do not need them, and I can take them astray. He knows. But Shaitan did not submit to the commands of Allah. Okay? And he made his own process of thinking, and he deduced a conclusion or brought a conclusion that he is better than Adam, so he does not have to make sujood, even though Allah is the one who commanded. So the messengers of Allah brings this idea of submission to us. Submission saying that Allah is the creator and everybody agrees, then he is the lawmaker as well. So whatever Allah says goes. That is the idea of, beginning of the idea of Tawheed. So now, the idea of Tawheed that the messengers come and bring into our intellect and our understanding, it is the idea that it has a relationship with fear. With fear. How? If the idea of Tawheed is weak with us, then we will have fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raziq. If the idea is not sinking in our heart and our mind that Allah is the one who is Ar-Raziq, then we will have fear of where the rizq is coming from. Okay? If we look at things or people and think that they might harm us, it is because of our lack of understanding who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir, Al-Qahhar, the one with the great ability and the one who is the compeller, then we have no fear of anyone. Anyone. Okay? So recognizing, okay, the control that Allah has on everything and the power of Allah, which is the idea of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the Rabb wal Ilah, the one who is a caretaker and the one that is worthy to be worshipped, through that we can reach a comfort way of life. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ba'ith that brings you from a state of being dormant to a state of being in action. You as a human being. Now, what action do you want to do? You are free to think that and make that decision. So, before you start moving, there is a decision that you make and an intention that you have. Okay? And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Okay? And some scholar says, لا يعلمه الملك ليكتبه ولا الشيطان ليفسده. Okay? That the angels does not know it to write it, nor a shaitan knows it to spoil it. This intention and what decision of what you're going to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, al-ba'ith, start taking you from a point of being still to a point of moving. Stares you, brings you up standing, and you start moving. Al-ba'ith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that takes you to tawfiq, okay, to reach that which you had a decision in, have that which you have intention in. So now I'm sitting here, I'm making a decision to do something. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me from this position into the position of action and help me and help everything around me to fall into the place where I'm going, the things that I need, so that I would be able to accomplish things. So al-ba'ith for a human being, for us, is the one that actually can help you, a good person, can help a good person to achieve that which they decide to achieve. And to go to this intention, to bring it to reality. Also, there are some of us who will have an intention that is not good. A plan that Allah is displeased with. Allah will not deny you the action. So Allah will steer you to the action as well. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach, if Allah loves you, will teach you a lesson. Okay? So Allah will take you into this movement, okay, into these actions, but then Allah will choose a direction for you. Allah loves you, will take you a different direction than the direction you're planning, which is no good. Okay? And maybe Allah will take you to the direction that you're planning and get you the action that you want and have you achieve that action, but then Allah will teach you a great lesson from it that you'd never go back to it again. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ba'ith, now we all need to think about ourselves. Where do we stand with Allah, with our intention and what we decide to do? Okay? And Allah will take us, will move us. Al-ba'ith will take us and move us. Okay? So the more we are in a knowledge, with the knowledge about Allah, the more our intention, it has to be pure for Allah. And it has to be good. Okay? The one who makes a decision that displeases Allah is the one who has the lack of recognizing that Allah is a Sami'ul Alimul Khabir. Okay? He does not quite understand that Allah is the one all hearing, all seeing, and all with all the knowledge that knows everything that's in you that you're thinking about. Okay? But the one who is with the knowledge about Allah will not dare to think something bad, will not dare to have a bad intention. They might have an impulse to do something bad. An impulse is different than planning. Impulse different than planning. Okay? Impulse has to do with shahawat, desires. Okay? Desires. Even Sharia deal with us in a way of desires different than the way of planning. Okay? The one who steals out of desires on a moment of thing, it is, he does not get his hand cut off. The one who sees something to be stolen or there and he likes it and grab it and go. The Sharia does not deal with him the same as the person who sees it and then walks away and then plan to come back and steal it. It's a whole different issue. Okay? See, this person who out of impulse does something, there is could be a lot of goodness is still in him, but that overtaken him. Just like Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam stayed away from the tree. His wife stayed away from the tree. But then what happens? Shaitan comes and bring that impulse out. Okay? Bring that instincts of shahawat out. What is the shahawat with Adam alayhi salam? The shahawat of Adam alayhi salam is he wants to live forever. He wants to have abundance of things. Fine, this tree is a tree that if you eat from it, you live forever, and you eat from it, you're going to get abundance and never ends. Easy. Now, through that, a kind of temptation, he went to it. Okay, so it was a temptation, he got close and ate. But what did Shaitan do? Shaitan, he thought about it. He processed the information. It was not a temptation. His disobedience was a disobedience of shubuhat. The disobedience of Adam was a disobedience of shahawat. Shubuhat is doubts. Okay? So what kind of a doubt that the shaitan has? That Allah says the most wise saying. Allah gives the most perfect of command. He got the command from Allah and he looked at it and analyzed it. Analyzed it and decided not to go by this command and obey that command. That is shubuhat. He had a doubt in the command itself, in the commander. Okay? When you push away the command, you are pushing away the commander, the one who gives the command. Okay? So, a human being who sits and decides to do something that is bad, there is a trace of shubuhat in it. A trace of shubuhat in it. Some trace. Okay? Some distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Could be a kind of shubuhat that one does not even recognize. Okay? And where does this come from? It comes from continuously following shahawat. That it becomes a second nature, if you will. Okay? But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deals with us according to our intention. And when we correct our intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq, will move us, al-ba'ith, will bring us into action. Will bring us into action that He is pleased with, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That those who are around us could benefit from us. Okay? So, now, our part of this name is huge. Our part in this name is huge. Okay? Because it has to do with the action of the heart. Okay? The action of the intention that we have inside of us. Okay? And that needs a lot of work. Okay? And knowledge without the intention is not good. And without work is not good. And work without the good intention and knowledge is not good either. Okay? Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmahullah said what? كُلُّ النَّاسِ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ All mankind is a state of loss except those with the knowledge. وَكُلُّ الْعَالِمِينَ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ And all those who are with the knowledge are in state of loss, except the one working according to the knowledge. وَكُلُّ الْعَامِلِينَ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ And those who are doing according to the knowledge and have the knowledge and working according to the knowledge also in a state of loss, except those who are sincere. And then he said, وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ عَظِيمٍ Those who are sincere, they are still on a dangerous path. Still on dangerous, meaning they have to keep revisiting and revisiting. That is the big part that we have with this name. That the part that we have to do from our inside to prepare ourselves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do so, Allah will bring us into bath in our life to that which is good. And when we die, Allah will bring us from our grave into bath into that which is good. Okay? So it starts from the inside, starts with the knowledge of the application, how to, and Allah bring us into tawfiq and take us into death. And there is another bath into Jannah, into Hisab, and into Jannah. Inshallah. That is the thread with this name. It's a continuous bath in our life and then in the hereafter. Okay? Allah created us with a choice. A human being who has a choice. And what does that mean? Meaning you have to make a decision and start moving in a way of application, in a way that you know how to apply. Okay? You make a choice in what to a decision you make, and make a choice of the implementation of that decision in whatever way that you wish. And that is, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah has to do with the inside. Muhammad Rasulullah has to do with the outside. Okay? Meaning, La ilaha illallah with the intention is purely for Allah. And the implementation according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us into this action, okay? And we fall and stand and fall and stand until we get to our death. If we are sincere, Allah will take us at the time when we are sincere and doing the best of work. Okay? And then when we are in the grave, Allah will deal with us in the best of way, and Allah will bring us into Ba'ath into the best of way. Okay? And I remind myself and remind you with a brother who was very sick. It was a few months ago. And he was in the hospital close by here, and he had a tumor in his brain. And the doctor said there's no use, this and that, and he started, not be able to function well, and he stayed in the hospital until he lost speech. So he was able to move. He was able to, see the people and move his hand, but he moved his lips and nothing coming out. The doctor says because of his brain is affecting him some way that he cannot speak, or that the tumor in his brain is affecting him in such a way. But then those who were witnesses there, they would say, he would sit there, and then all of a sudden you hear him say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He would speak, but only with that particular dua. Only with that particular dua. And so they thought that, okay, they speak to him and then he will not be able to speak. And after a while, he repeats the dua again and again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got him at that moment to be able to move his tongue only in the presence of Allah and istighfar to Allah. And the best of the dua, dua Yunus alayhi salam in the whale, in the belly of the whale. Okay? Okay. That Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is a dua that would, when one knows Allah will accept and respond to his dua through this dua. One scholar says, وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ اغْتَمْ وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ اغْتَمْ وَلَمْ يَفْطِنْ لقول الله سبحانه وتعالى لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فإني قد سمعت الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول من بعدها وكذلك نجيناه من الغم فنجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. And that is how we saved him from غم, and this is how we get the believers out of غم. Okay, so the gham, what is who can give me the translation of gham? What is misery? Yeah, sadness, all of that, all of okay. What did I don't know how authentic this author is, from Ali radiallahu anhu, who is saying when he asked what are junood Allah, he said 10. Junood Allah, the soldier of Allah, he said 10. And he said the mountains, because the mountains are so big and huge and strong. And then the next soldier is the iron. The iron can cut through the mountains. And then the fire that burns and burns the iron and melts it. And then the water that put out the fire. And then the cloud that takes the water. Then the wind that moves the cloud. Then the son of Adam, because he can protect himself from the wind. Then alcohol, sukr, because it takes the mind of son of Adam out, so does not know. Okay. Then sleep and naum. And naum is the one, once you sleep, the sukr goes away. The khamr goes away, the effect goes away. But the end is al-gham. Al-gham takes over the sleep and not be able to sleep. So he says the strongest soldier of Allah is al-gham. Okay. The point being here is that this brother, in his situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled him to be able to recite this dua. Okay? And he was here, and his janazah was here, and it was the day of Jummah. He was buried after Jummah prayer. Okay? And we were given the khutbah here about him. We were given the khutbah about him and about what happened to him in the hospital and so forth. Of course, everybody heard this, you know. Everybody was fighting to carry him and go and bury him. Okay? So that is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, that brought him into this. Okay, from his good intention and good work in the way of Allah, Allah brought him into this situation before he dies. So inshallah, at the day of Ba'ath, he will be brought under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, as we used to this, you have the microphone, inshallah. We are making comments, inshallah, discussing, inshallah.
This is a tough one.
Every time you say it is tough, and you say you talk a lot, and you know, all of you, alhamdulillah.
Comments, questions?
Okay, hold on. Sheikh Lu'ay?
I'm trying to see if somebody
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the name is mean resurrect, that you resurrect something from the ground.
Yeah.
So the meaning of the ayah then, هو الذي بعث فيهم رسولا منهم.
نعم. ما شاء الله. Yes.
Right. So yes. He resurrect among them a messenger.
نعم.
To tell them about the ayat.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
سبحان الله.
Oh, you believe. Respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which puts life in you.
Right. Yes. So
that is the resurrection.
Like, yeah. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. So it's like resurrection for the believers.
Mm-hmm.
When Allah sent the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if He brought them out from being dead,
Allah.
Like they are not, you know, knowing about Allah and His laws and regulation. By the Messenger, He brought them to life again.
Yeah. How could we give all this talk without using the word resurrection?
Yeah. Yes. So I don't know.
Mashallah.
No, because I was thinking about ba'ath.
Yes.
Ba'ath is, yes, you know, ba'atha risala. That means He sent the message. That's what you use in the common language.
Yes. Which is bringing something that's unknown to being known.
To being known, right. Yes. But what you explain is more actually fitting to the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that al-ba'ath, the one who bring one from one situation to other situation.
Yes.
And in the case of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought them out from darkness to light. He brought them out from being dead to being alive.
Yes.
That subhanallah, yani, this is very interesting, you know, when you think about it like this.
Mm-hmm.
So and the same thing Allah will do in the hereafter,
mm-hmm,
and he'll bring us out of real dead to become alive again.
Mm-hmm.
Allahu alam. Subhanallah.
In that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the iman that amantu billahi malai qatrihi qutubil rasulihi wa yawmul akhiri wa qadri khairi shari min Allah ta'ala, ba'athi ba'd al-maut. The ba'athi is a part of iman also.
Yes. 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 Yeah, al-yawm al-akhir. We'll get there through the bath. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
also
the ba'ath, it's not a past tense, right? Al ba'ath. Do you know where is the coming in the Quran, or just the scholar?
The word itself is not. No, the action is mentioned, but not the name.
But not the name.
The name was derived from the action.
The action.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I see. Yes. It's not in a form in the past tense or on a continuous tense.
No.
Yeah,
no.
رسولا منهم.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. So from the action. Yeah.
SubhanAllah. Is it the present tense, the future tense? Action is going to happen later on.
Uh-huh.
What is it happening now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's in a continuous al-ba'ath.
Al-fa'al.
Right. Yeah. It's always Allah brings something out. Yes. You know.
Yeah. The action of Allah does not time does not contain it. Yes, time does not contain it, because time was created. Allah created time. And what Allah creates could never contain Allah. جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. Allah says, the command of Allah had arrived, so do not hasten it. If it's arrived, how do you hasten it? Right? Meaning, the command of Allah is here it is, so do not ask for it to come quickly. If it is here, how come you say it is not here? See, it seems to be a contradiction, but with Allah, no, because when Allah says the day of Ja Amrullah, the command of Allah had arrived, the meaning the word came. Be and it is. But when it's gonna happen, you don't know, but you know it's going to happen. Yeah. Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just is above all that.
Yes. Even us, the time with us in the grave is not timed by the sun and the moon. So the day of judgment is going to be like a part of a day or part of an evening at the day of judgment. So. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. In Surah Maida, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the murder of Habil at the hand of the Kabil, he says, فَبَعَسَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا. Did he send the bird? Or did he change the bird from something else? Because here it is confusing, because هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَسَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And here he فَبَعَاسَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا.
Nah.
The word is the same.
He sent.
So how would the meaning will be different?
No. Sending. Okay. Not for the purpose of sending. Of sending for what?
Suppose Americans send a ambassador to another country.
It becomes
mab'ooth. It won't be the same ba'asa?
Yes, you become mab'ooth. Yes.
So that means that somebody is given a responsibility to carry out the mission
of
United States in that country, their policies. So similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger, he sends him with this message so that he could carry out on the knowledge of Allah.
And the bird, what did he come with?
Knowledge from Allah, how to bury
his own brother, yes.
He means an amongst.
In.
So Allah resurrect among them one of them who give them the message and bring them out from darkness to light.
But here in the bird case, Allah chose one of the birds to go there.
Right. Here what did he say, Allah?
فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ
غُرَابًا.
Allah sent or, wahi or... Right, my second question is this word al-bari. I couldn't understand what exactly the word bari, al-bari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Al-bari?
Al-bari. Al-Bari al-Musawwir lahu al-Asma'. So what exactly it means, Al-Bari? What is the function of Allah?
We did not go through the Al-Bari. But Al-Khaliq al-Bari al-Musawwir. Those three. Khaliq, Bari, and Musawwir. Al-Khaliq in the knowledge. Okay? Al-Khaliq is the one who creates with the knowledge. So in other words, Allah has the knowledge of what He's going to create. That is Al-Khaliq. Okay? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى You're designing something. So you know what you're going to design in your mind. It is not in reality yet. So Al-Khaliq could mean that He's the one who has the knowledge of what He's going to create. Al-Bari is the one who initiate that creation. It comes to reality. That is coming to reality. Al-Musawwar is the fashioner, is the one who puts it in a beautiful way. Right? So it has these three stages. The knowledge of what you're going to create, or the knowledge of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what He's going to create, and then the initiating this creation, and then fashion it in the most beautiful way. So the Bari, wallahu a'lam, is the one who initiates.
So in
when we say bara'at ikhtira', what does that mean? In English, bara'at ikhtira', meaning, what do you call it when you invent something, you patent something. When you patent something, meaning it's under your name, it is stamped by your name, right? You're the one who invented this. Okay.
I think in a human term of making certain things on this earth, for example, somebody imagines a building. So he has not created it yet, but in his mind he thinks that he is going to make something like that. Then there is an architect. He tells the architect, and the architect draws the design. This is a human level. So architect design, and then comes the construction crew, and then follows the instruction of the architect to construct it. Mm-hmm. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything Himself.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Come on, ya Shabab, that's it. No other comments? Okay. What time do we have? Yeah. So usually when we finish up, that's when the conversation starts become really nice afterwards. So when end up and we turn the microphone off, that's when you're going to all start talking, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا